Hey, how you been?
All right.
Yeah, me too. I'm Paul Roseski, and thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. Before we get started, this week's episode is sponsored by Eminent Domain Services, a law firm dedicated to defending Wisconsin property owners who are involved in eminent domain and other property rights issues. They've had cases involving transmission lines, roadway projects, and pipelines, all the way to property tax and special assessment appeals. They are experts in fighting for Wisconsin property owners. Contact WPT for a referral as a benefit of membership or visit them at WisconsinEminentDomain.com. So let's get things started off by getting you set up for the rest of the week. Thursday is the International Day of Happiness, and for me, no coincidence, Thursday is also the first day of spring. We had a random day or two that gave us a taste of spring earlier in the month. Then a bunch of the state got reminded that we still have Wisconsin weather and got hammered with snow. Lots of folks got somewhere around 4 to 8 inches. Further south, it was rain instead of snow that came with a barrage of peanut M&M sized hail. If I know Wisconsin's probably all gone by the weekend. If it is, if it isn't, you can still catch plenty of streaming and NCAA basketball and celebrate National Chip and Dip Day on Sunday. However you spend the weekend, please celebrate responsibly. And there's a bonus. I'll throw a heads up that the Brewers season starts with an away game next week, Thursday, the Yankees home opener. The opener at Miller Park / AmFam Field is the Monday after that on the last day of March, the 31st. This week, we also have more trivia. The quote of the week this week is from another U.S. president, this time POTUS number 4. Which may be a little tricky. Most people can rattle off the first two, maybe number three, but four. Do you know who it is? We shall see. But before we get there, let's jump into some news together. And we'll start off with the state budget process because it is officially moving forward. The Joint Finance Committee has announced that they will be hosting 4 listening sessions throughout the state. Wisconsin residents can voice their concerns and opinions on everything Wisconsin. Taxes, budgeting, spending, services, resources, you name it. The interesting thing is that the dates were first announced on Tuesday the 18th, and you better be ready to go because they are starting in 2 weeks. First one is in Kaukauna on Wednesday, April the 2nd, starting at 10 a.m. Selfishly, gotta admit, it's a little disappointing. Why couldn't they have thrown me a bone and scheduled it for the day before so I could drop a joke about it being on April Fool's Day? Anyway, the next one's scheduled for 2 days later on a Friday, and it seems like they wanted to be prepared for the possibility of a big crowd in that southeast corner of the state around Milwaukee because it is going to be at Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis. 2 weeks after that, you're looking at a Monday in Hayward on the 28th, and they follow it up the very next day at North Central College in Wausau. Each of the listening sessions will go from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. To their credit, the Joint Finance Committee is signed up for 28 hours of listening to ideas and venting from the public. On the other hand, are they really going to hear something in those 28 hours that makes them go, huh, I hadn't thought of that. We should put that in. Maybe, maybe not, but I will choose to believe that maybe they will. As we'll cover in a little bit, I'm going to decide not to immediately be skeptical, which may be a different tone from what you've heard in previous podcasts. If you want the details on the listening sessions, hit me up or plug in your Google machine for dates, times, and locations. In other news, the MacGyver Institute has put out their annual estimate of how much money Wisconsin has saved because of the changes made by what is arguably one of the most famous laws in Wisconsin, commonly known as Act 10. They estimate the savings based on the fact that public employees were required to pay 12.6% of their health insurance premiums and 50% of their pension contributions. In other terms, it's like working for a company that offers A, a pension, and B, gives a 100% match to most employee contributions. Fun fact, for the 2025 year, the employee contributions are sent at 6.95% of the salary, and the employer contribution is the same. For protective occupation employees, employee contributions is also 6.95% with an employer match of 14.95%. Dang. Anyway, back to Act 10. The McIver Institute estimates that in the decade plus that it's been enacted, it has saved the state $35.6 billion with a B, dollars. $13 billion in pension contributions and $21.8 billion in total health care savings. That is definitely a big number. In other news, here are a few quick tidbits that caught my attention. Tidbit one is that I saw a Rasmussen national poll that asked this question: who is more corrupt? Bureaucrats who lead federal agencies or CEOs who lead large companies? And one of the other options they gave, even though it wasn't in the question, or are they equally corrupt? And I guess everyone can have a different definition of corrupt, but I think it's a pretty powerful word. Really, it's asking who makes immoral decisions for personal gain more often. So based on that, what do you think? Who is it? Well, 25% of voters in this survey think it's bureaucrats who lead federal agencies. 20% think it's CEOs who lead large companies, so one out of every five CEOs. Or 52% are both equally corrupt. Only 3% said they're not sure. What this really says to me is that we are at such a level of toxic distrust that no one said neither. My question is, how do we repair our distrust, and can we get back to even a baseline of giving grace to leaders and people in positions of power? In today's age of hot takes, outrage, and skepticism, who knows, but I'm definitely guilty in that one and better start working on it. Tidbit number two, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. In total, between Schimmel and Crawford, it will be the most expensive state Supreme Court race in the history of the United States. Estimates are around $100 million in total will be spent when it's all said and done. And that's to try and squeeze turnout from a pool of 4.75 million registered voters in Wisconsin, with a healthy portion of that going to attack ads. And that's throwing a lot of logs on that hot take, outrage, and skepticism fire. And finally, today's trivia answer, I leave you with a quote from the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, who said, "A diffusion of knowledge is the only guardian of true liberty." Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every sunshine-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.